serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So we were talking about the big story, one of the biggest stories of the year, frankly. We were talking about the big story, what was it, last Thursday? I had the story on our Montana Talks website. Okay, that would have been Thursday, May 2nd, that we reported the big news about the illegal aliens that were dumped in the Flathead Valley. And then also the big news that apparently this so-called nonprofit organization is the outfit that's trafficking illegal aliens in the Flathead. And so anyway, we had that story on, Thursday, May 2nd. And then Friday, May 3rd, we gave you more details about that story. We had, more information from the Flathead County Sheriff, more information from a Flathead County Commissioner. And that was when Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana Republican Party, shared some very interesting information live on this show right here. He made the point that, the head of this organization in the Flathead that is trafficking illegal aliens in the Flathead is also the head of the Flathead County Democrats. Well, here we are. What is it? It's Wednesday, May 8th, and still the Lee newspapers and their state capitol reporters that provide the coverage for the Billings Gazette, the Helena IR, the Missoulian, and others, etc., yet still they haven't even included the big news here about, what I basically just shared with you. And still yet they cover for this outfit that is trafficking illegal aliens. Still, they make excuses for the Democrats and the illegal aliens that are being secretly flown into Montana. We first shared the story on our Montana Talks website on Thursday, May 2nd. We gave more details on Friday, May 3rd. And when was a news story finally in the Lee newspapers? When did it finally make their newspapers across the state? Monday, May 6th. 4 days later, they finally cover the big news, right? These same people that will blast you in the face with a fake news hit piece that will attack the Republicans in a heartbeat. Oh, the Washington Post or the New York Times had a hit piece against a Republican candidate get published today. The Lee newspapers would immediately republish that same propaganda the same day. They wouldn't wait till 4 days later and then water it down. But we called it. John Jackson and I were chatting about this on Friday, May 3rd. John Jackson, after I tweeted out the news that the illegal alien trafficking outfit in Kalispell is run by the head of the Flathead County Democrats, John Jackson posed this question again. The morning of May 3rd. So the Montana media will be all over this story, right? And then I said this at 3:21 in the afternoon, Friday, May 3rd. They need some more time to spin it. And then they'll put the most positive spin on it imaginable while ignoring the larger question. Who else is this organization helping out without local law enforcement knowledge? And ding, 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 ding. We called it on Friday. They didn't even have the story until Monday. And then, of course, they watered it down and carried water for the people that are trafficking illegals in this state. Absolutely shameful.
Securing America.
A group of bipartisan lawmakers sent a letter to both the Senate and House Armed Services Committees opposing a Department of Defense proposal to allow the transfer of National Guard members to Space Force. The letter in part saying, "We write regarding a deeply flawed legislative proposal put forward by the U.S. Air Force that would undermine our National Guard system." Going on to write, "To be clear, when individuals sign up for the National Guard, they are serving their country and their community. Congress shouldn't abandon this model." The lawmakers noting they understand the Air Force is evolving to address future threats, but there are other options available to accomplish that. The lawmakers not the only ones opposed to the proposal. In April, governors representing 53 states and territories sent a letter to the DOD stating this legislation disregards gubernatorial authorities regarding the National Guard and undermines 100 years of precedent as well as national security and military readiness. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see periods of rain across the area today, staying in some wet snow at times through midday in the Bozeman area with a few slushy inches of snow accumulation still possible in some spots around Bozeman. Otherwise, high temperature readings on the way up to around 42 in Bozeman to 52 in the Billings area. Then with more rain showers tonight, back into the mid and upper 30s in Bozeman to the mid 40s in Billings. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Here's the thing, too. It's not like you have to be a freaking genius to predict what the fake news media is going to do with this stuff. I mean, you know, John Jackson, of course, the Joker from Twitter. I mean, he's got a distinguished background, you know, retired federal law enforcement officer. We've both served overseas, you know, serving our country. But, you know, really, at the end of the day, we're just a couple of wild and crazy guys. You know, we don't have all these extra letters behind or in front of our names here. We got the right pronouns, though. Don't worry about that. And we can figure this stuff out. It's so obvious to figure this stuff out. You guys can see what's happening. You know exactly what's coming. I mean, yeah, big breaking news story about illegal aliens that crossed the southern border reportedly. And this is information that's being shared by the sheriff of Flathead County. And, of course, you know, the liberal Lee newspapers, oh, no, we're going to sit on this story for 4 days because we don't think this is that big a news. And, you know, illegal aliens being, you know, dumped in the Flathead Valley of Montana, especially after we've seen report after report after report of illegal aliens committing crimes in Montana from Bozeman to Kyla to, you know, all across this state, Billings, and then they end up in our jails. But no. The liberal newspapers who will attack your business, attack a Republican candidate with fake news, with fake hit pieces, they will go after you in a heartbeat if they get the chance. But big story about illegal aliens being dumped in the Flathead and the whole trafficking outfit that's now gonna provide aid and comfort to those breaking the laws of this country. Nah, they're not going to hold them accountable. No, instead, what do? They copy and paste their BS talking points into their newspaper. But, yeah, I mean, it's not that hard to predict that that's exactly what they were going to do. They do the same thing when they cover for liberal Senator John Tester. If there's a bad vote by John Tester, a bad series of votes by John Tester, they won't report on it. They won't report on it. They won't report on it. And then if they're finally forced to report on it 3, 4, 5, 6 days later, they put the most positive spin on it imaginable. They don't cover the news. They cover for the Democrats and their insane policies that are going on right now. Let's see. We've got a bunch of fresh headlines on our Montana Talks website right now. I probably posted posted a couple stories of my own, cross-posted about a dozen or so others, some great write-ups from our contributors across the state and across the region, a couple of great write-ups from our producer Travis there as well that you'll want to check out. But then if you go to x.com/Aaron Flint, it's kind of like an extension of the content that I try to share with you. And may not have time to write up a full article or whatever. A couple of funny things right off the top here. This is hilarious. So apparently some nerdy young white dude, he must be Jay's co-host on that FM station across town. Some nerdy white dude posted something on Twitter. My name's so-and-so, and I'm this many years old, and I'm voting for Joe Biden. Apparently, they were trying to make this some trendy deal. Well, so this nerdy white dude posts this deal on X about how, and I'm voting for Joe Biden. And then he, you know, wipes the snot off his nose right after he posts that. So this is the headline from thedailycaller.com. Hot girls, troll, Democrat, shill, tell the world they won't vote for Biden in Twitter's latest trend. So apparently these hot girls, they do hot girl, Adam Schiff, and apparently the hot girl Schiff, The hot girl Adam Schiff the trend now is to tell the whole world who you are, how old you are, and the fact that you will not vote for Joe Biden in November. So a nerdy little white dude prompted apparently the as the Daily Caller is calling them, the hot girls, to start this new trend on X where they are not voting for Joe Biden. Another deal here from the dailycaller.com that I sent out via X.com. The Biden Education Secretary Cardona, he was apparently testifying on Capitol Hill yesterday, and this guy is just nuts. Or he's not nuts, but he just has to say certain things to protect the big guy, or not say certain things to protect the big guy. Here's another headline from the Daily Caller. Biden Education Secretary refuses to say if he would let boys fight his daughter and undress in front of her. So Burgess Owens, a congressman, I think he's out of Utah, black Republican. I think, was he a former football player, if I'm not mistaken? Anyway, Burgess Owens is asking these questions. He's like, Mr. Secretary, if your daughter was in her locker room or in her bathroom and some boy came in and started undressing in front of her or watching her undress, if she complained about that, would she be considered a bigot? I mean, these were great questions, because this is the policies that the Biden administration and John Tester and the Democrats are pushing, where if your daughter says she doesn't like the fact that some boy or some man or some dude is coming into her locker room, watching her undress or undressing himself in front of her, if she speaks out and talks about her frustration and her concern about that, they're going to call her a bigot. They're going to punish her, not the dude that walked into the girl's locker room. And this, and Biden's education secretary refused to even answer the question. It's how shameful these people are and what they're trying to do to this country, what they are doing to this country today.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordblond. A difficult change coming to ranchers in western Montana with the end of livestock auctions at the Five Valleys Livestock Facility west of Missoula. What is the fate of the stockyards itself? I have the story next.
Cattle producers coming up this Thursday at the Glasgow Stockyards in Glasgow, Montana. It's the Koenig Ranch annual Red Angus production sale, featuring 40 Red Angus two-year-old breeding bulls, 30 Bangs vaccinated Red Angus registered heifers, and 50 Red Angus grass weight steers. Other consignments include 80 black and red running age pairs with March and April calves outside, plus lots of grass weight mixed calves and way up cows and bulls. For all the details, visit GlasgowStockyards.com. Make plans now to travel to the historic cowtown of Miles City for the Montana Farm Bureau's annual summer conference, June 10th through the 12th. The meeting starts Monday with the Young Farmers and Ranchers meeting and tour, along with the Women's Leadership Committee meeting. Tuesday features workshops and committee meetings, followed by the foundation fundraiser. Amazing Miles City-oriented tours will take place Wednesday, along with the annual golf tournament. For all the registration information, visit mfbf.org or check out the Facebook page.
At the end of May, the sale ring at Five Valleys Livestock Auction west of Missoula, Montana, will cease normal operations as a livestock market. The sale of the land has left many local livestock owners shocked and understandably upset. But the stockyards will not be torn down. They will be used as a transfer yard now, with livestock being trucked to Montana Livestock Auction in Ramsey. The locally owned Montana Knife Company is buying the land and plans to build a new manufacturing store on an undeveloped part of the property. Owner of Montana Knife Company, Josh Smith of Frenchtown, says he understands there's a lot of frustration over the transaction.
It really was something that we did a lot of looking and talking to different people and trying to figure out what we could do, because I didn't want it to go away entirely. You know, my own daughter has sold her 4-H heifers through there. My wife goes to horse sales there, and I'm neighbors with all these ranchers around. We're actually going to keep it open as a transfer center. So it is going to be a little bit of a change, but it was very important to me that ranchers had a place to take their cattle locally where they didn't have to haul stock trailers clear over to Butte or to Great Falls or wherever they were going to go. So we did a deal with the Ramsey Stockyards there and with Blake, and they're going to start in June. I think June 2nd, they're going to start picking up cattle there so people can bring their cattle in the morning. And that afternoon, those cattle will ship out, so nothing will stay overnight.
For Frenchtown rancher Shea Garrett, the closing of the live auction is troubling.
It's not preferred for us guys to have cattle and sell cattle. You know, I had 4 yearlings that I needed to get rid of, and I took them in last week because I knew I wouldn't have another chance. And if we start shipping them somewhere else, it's going to cost us more money. So, you know, as far as the ranchers stand on it, it's not preferred at all.
Garrett noted that the livestock market had been on the market for several years, and it seemed that only people interested in buying it were land developers. He mentioned he's relieved that the stockyards will not be torn down and will get used some.
I don't hold nothing against the guy that bought it. It's been up for sale off and on for 3 or 4 or 5 years. I mean, Justin just bought it, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, and it's been struggling.
Josh Smith and Montana Knife Company understand the significance the stockyard plays in Western Montana agriculture and its history.
And honestly, Lana, when I was looking at maybe potentially not purchasing it, one of the ranchers locally said, well, if you don't buy it, somebody from out of state's going to buy it, and they're definitely going to shut it all down. And at least we're local and we're hiring a lot of people. And we're a benefit to our county and to our area. So that's kind of the plan for now.
For more on our coverage of the future of the Five Valleys Livestock Auction and its facility west of Missoula, visit westernagnetwork.com. I'm Lane Northlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's do another. You heard it here first. I'll get to another you heard it here first in a second. Actually, no, let me throw out the random one first, and then I'll get back to a tweet that John Jackson sent out yesterday afternoon talking about the illegal aliens in the Flathead. The New York Post, the Met Gala, or is it Gala? What's the uppity way to say it? Is it Gala or Gala? The Met Gala. Gala? I don't know. If you guys can let me know the uppity way I'm supposed to say it, I promise I will say it the uppity way. But Johnny Oleksinski at the New York Post, the Met Gala theme was both boring and out of touch. The lavish Upper East Side bash was practically the Hunger Games, but with Kim Kardashian. John, didn't we just say that just yesterday? Didn't we just say that yesterday morning? We talked about all these goofball outfits at the Met Gala, and then we talked to, and then, of course, you know, Washington, D.C., though. I mean, heck, the State of the Union address, if you look at one side of the aisle, it looks just like the Hunger Games as well. A bunch of goofballs in these goofball outfits that want the rest of us living in squalor while they live high on the hog back in Washington, D.C. or New York City or elsewhere. My wife actually saw that New York Post story where they were comparing the Met Gala participants to the Hunger Games, because we've joked about that a few times here on the show, where that's what it looks like in America right now. You've got these goofballs and their goofy outfits dictating to the rest of the country, and they want us to live in squalor while they live high on the hog. I mean, it's kind of like John Tester. I mean, really, like, you know, he spends all of your taxpayer dollars, floods the border with illegal aliens, and then your, you know, the cost of everything goes up, inflation, interest rates, you name it, across the board, grocery prices, restaurant prices, all goes up. But boy, he sure has enough money from all of his lobbyist buddies to pay for his $1.2 million restaurant bills at fancy places back in Washington, D.C. But this was the tweet that John Jackson sent out yesterday. You know, I opened up the show this morning by talking about how, it took, what, 4 days for the Lee newspaper's Capitol Bureau, the Capitol, another Hunger Games reference for you there. It took 4 days for the Capitol reporters to report the big news about the illegal aliens that were dumped in the Flathead Valley of Montana. And yet they still refuse to point out some key facts or ask any questions whatsoever. John Jackson had a great point via Twitter yesterday because, you know, the one reporter was telling another reporter, oh, what a great job you did reporting on this story. excellent reporting by the Capitol Bureau. And I'm like, wait a minute, excellent reporting would also question Valley Neighbors instead of just copy and pasting their talking points while leaving several questions unanswered. John Jackson said this: Montana media rushes to the rescue of illegals and the Democrat nonprofit giving them shelter. Yeah, nailed it. We called it last Friday. We told you exactly what they were going to do, and they did it, didn't they? Ding, ding, ding.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Pro-Palestinian protesters evicted.
We're on the corner of 21st and H Street, about four blocks from the White House at George Washington University, where that encampment was cleared by police at 3:30 in the morning. Hundreds of police officers, some of them deploying pepper spray to remove the protesters. We're told at least 35 protesters were arrested.
Fox's Lucas Thomas, no court today for Donald Trump in New York City. Adult film actress Stormy Daniels back on the stand tomorrow.
During her testimony, Stormy Daniels was clear on her feelings towards the former president. Trump's attorneys asking her, quote, am I correct that you hate President Trump? And Daniels responding, correct.
Fox's Brooke Singman, the judge denied a mistrial motion concerning Daniels' testimony. The defense claim was explicit. The president travels to Racine, Wisconsin, then Chicago today. America's listening to Fox News.
Oh, man, I got to get to the big story about the school election results that came in last night for Yellowstone County and School District 2 in Billings and elsewhere. Brooke Hudson got a tweet from Brooke Hudson about 9 hours ago. What's this? Both of the union-endorsed candidates lost. Looks like the two candidates that we were all hoping would win their school board elections in Billings, they did win. Andrea Nimitz, she came out on top over Clementine Lindley. And then Jennifer Hoffman came out on top over Sarah Kotke. Isn't it interesting? So Andrea Nimitz and we just had the Farm and Ranch report, so I got to do it. Andrea Nimitz. There we go. Just like our friend Russell Nimitz. No relation. But Andrea Nimitz and Jennifer Hoffman, they both opposed some of these radical materials on the library bookshelves. So they were against, for example, assassination classroom, being in the classrooms. I mean, imagine that. By the way, the school safety levies. Let me just read the headline here from a report by Lillian Palmer in the Billings Gazette. Billings school safety levies fail by huge margins in Tuesday's election. So now, of course, in Bozeman, Bozeman voters approve two general fund levies. So if you're a taxpayer in Bozeman, you're going to pay even more in taxes now. Again, that's where the bulk of your property taxes hits you in the pocketbook. It's because of, you know, it's a local issue, right? But in Billings, though, I think this is a sign of how Billings voters are just absolutely taxed enough already. And these school safety levies failed by huge margins. And then the two left-wing candidates for school board lost their school board races in the election results that were posted last night as well. But let's just focus here on the radical teachers union leadership, because it's becoming even more crystal clear that the teachers union leadership in School District 2, largest teachers union in the state, they look at how much they despise their own members. Look at how much they are willing to slap their own teachers in the face. The teachers union leadership in School District 2 endorsed these two crazy candidates that want assassination classroom in the classroom. And isn't it also ironic that hey, we'll give you school safety, but you're going to have to pay extra for school safety. We're not going to put safety first. We'll give you school safety, but you're going to have to pay extra for that. The same people that want you to pay extra for school safety are some of the same people that want assassination classroom in the classroom. Boy, that's kind of ironic, isn't it? Anyway, the School District 2 Teachers Union leadership, what a failure.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. You still can't DIY your firearm in Colorado.
The state passed a law they claim would eliminate so-called ghost guns, and now a federal district court is refusing to restrain the state from enacting it, while a lawsuit seeking to overturn it plays out. The law supporters say it must be unlawful for Coloradans to build their own firearms, either from kits or from parts they may fashion. They claim it is a way for criminals to avoid background checks and to use firearms with no serial numbers. And there are concerns over the use of 3D printers, though one can't 3D print a fully assembled and operational firearm, only parts. But the people suing to stop the law claim it is an American tradition to build one's own guns, and that many law-abiding citizens still do it. It is expected the plaintiffs will appeal this ruling. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Montana's Attorney General pushes back on a new gun rule. Gen Z shuns college. Plus, who is funding all of these anti-Semitic groups in Montana and elsewhere? No surprise there. And finally, this one. All these headlines at MontanaTalks.com. Montana UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley roasted at the roast of Tom Brady. Those headlines and much more. Go to MontanaTalks.com or download the app on your phone. Get all the audio to play.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Should we let Trump speak? Should we let President Trump be heard? Should we let him speak? I think so. I agree. Yeah, especially if some left-wing judge whose daughter is profiting off of all of these attacks against Donald Trump. If he wants to put a gag order in, if he wants to block President Trump from speaking, hey, we're going to let him speak. We're going to let him be heard. In fact, you know what? Let's just jump right in. I was going to share a bunch of these messages on the Montana Talks app, but I'll get organized. I'll try to organize the messages in some sort of a fashion for you here. One quick one that I want to share because it ties in with what I was just mentioning here. Ayers in Billings says this: the failed school levies are a strong signal people have had enough of tax spending, with the flawed property reappraisal process setting the wheels in motion. Our local and state elected officials need to get with it and do better. Kudos to citizens for stepping up, of course, by voting against this. So that came from Ayers in Billings. Oh, that came in a few minutes ago, even before my little rant there before the break. Let's see. Bob in Columbus. Good morning, Aaron. My bird won't even read the Billings newspaper when I line his cage with it. That's from Bob in Columbus. All right. We got more messages that came in on the app, but let's let President Trump speak. Let's let President Trump be heard. Even though he's got a gag order in effect, here's what he was able to say yesterday morning from the courthouse steps in New York City, where this political persecution trial is still underway.
So this was a very big day, a very revealing day. As you see, their case is totally falling apart. They have nothing on books and records, and even something that should bear very little relationship to the case. It's just a disaster for the DA, for the Soros-backed DA. It's a disaster. This whole case is just a disaster. If you read the legal scholars, you'll see, because they're writing about it, they've never seen anything quite like it. And neither have I. I should be out campaigning right now. We're leading in all the polls. I'd like to be campaigning. We'll be leading by a lot more. But I just want to appreciate that. I appreciate the job you're doing. It's not easy standing there all day waiting, but you're hearing the same things that we're hearing. On another matter, as you know, it's Biden's backers that seem to be funding what's going on with the Palestinians. They're probably not Palestinians. They're agitators. Bad agitators, really bad. And I think our government ought to find out who they are, where they're from, and treat them the same way as they do the J6 hostages. You got to treat them the same way. These are agitators. They're really hurting our country. It's happening all over the country in cities. So what happened last night at the Metropolitan Museum, these are agitators. And in some of the colleges, I think it's about 20% student and 80% others. So this is a big problem, and they better nip it on the butt. And it's a problem from the left, not from the right. This is a problem from the left. And I hope you're going to stress that. The economy is not doing well. You see inflation is through the roof. They're not going to be able to lower interest rates. If they do, it's purely political. But it would be very bad if they do from the standpoint of getting rid of inflation. You have to get rid of the inflation. Inflation, as you probably have heard me say, it's a country buster. It busts countries. And it has for 1,000 years. You go back and you look at old-time Germany. You look at a lot of countries that went through the kind of inflation we're going through. And they're busted. They are just broken up. Broken up in many cases into little pieces. And that's what could actually happen to us. So we have to get inflation under control. We have to get prices down so that people can breathe, that people can live. So they can live. But again, this was a very revealing day in court. Any honest reporter would say that. I would recommend you read Jonathan Turley and Andrew McCarthy and Alan Dershowitz, Greg Jarrett, Mark Levin, very talented people, and others. And others. There's some incredible people out there that are writing about this trial. They're calling it a disgrace. It's a disgrace. In the meantime, I'm stuck. I'm here. Instead of being in Georgia, instead of being in New Hampshire, instead of being in Wisconsin, and all the different states that we wanted to be in, we're not able to be there because we're stuck in this trial, which everyone knows is a hoax. Thank you very much.
Thanks. What's so revealing to that?
Should there still be a mistrial?
Why is the case a disaster?
All right. So that was President Trump speaking to the cameras yesterday outside that courtroom in New York City. Apparently, they've got the day off at the court today, so the presidential candidate will actually be allowed to go on the presidential campaign trail. Imagine that. Interesting reactions now. If you guys, we mentioned this on the show yesterday, another political persecution case against Donald Trump is falling apart. Absolutely falling apart. I mean, surprise, surprise, surprise. Jack Smith, this special prosecutor that that Team Biden put in place to go after Trump on the classified documents case. Jim Jordan summed it up pretty well.
We got Jack Smith mishandling documents, all the while he's charging President Trump for supposedly mishandling information. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, basically, Jack Smith, the photographs that he released regarding the classified documents case, he doctored it. He manipulated the whole thing. He put top secret cover sheets that weren't even there on top of documents that weren't even top secret. He put secret, the red bordered cover sheets over documents that weren't there before. He doctored the whole thing to try to frame Donald J. Trump. So that whole and the case has been postponed indefinitely. That's that trial down. That case down in Florida, the documents case. So that thing's totally fallen apart. And then listen to what Greg Jarrett has to say here. Well, before I get to Greg Jarrett, listen, even CNN, even the legal analysts on CNN were saying how yesterday was not a good day for the, prosecution against Donald J. Trump.
She also admitted that she said that if he is jailed, she would dance, and she laughed. And I don't think the jury's going to like that. I don't think they see this as a laughing matter or a matter for personal vengeance and retribution.
I think these are pretty incendiary statements. And the one about she would dance was a tweet. Yeah. And so now you have two people in this trial who have expressed complete hatred for Donald Trump.
Yeah, so there you go. Former President Donald Trump's trial defense's cross-examination of Stormy Daniels could lead to the jury having a negative opinion of her, CNN legal analyst said on Tuesday. This is from the dailycaller.com. They're basically saying that not only did Stormy Daniels just appear to have and communicate a hatred for Donald J. Trump and a clear bias against Donald J. Trump, so she lost credibility, which means the case loses credibility, but she's not the only witness that has basically expressed a hatred of Donald J. Trump. That's what this case really comes down to. These people hate Donald J. Trump. They hate the fact that their dearly beloved Hillary Clinton lost the election, and they've been trying to go after Donald J. Trump ever since. Greg Jarrett, a Fox News legal analyst, said this to Hannity.
Well, Stormy Daniels was called to the witness stand for only one purpose, Sean, to slime Trump. But she's peddled so many conflicting stories. You know, you get whiplash on cross-examination, though. She withered. She was confronted with hard evidence that her motive was greed, hatred of Trump. So, you know, hopefully jurors saw her for what she is, a shakedown artist. It's her livelihood. And at one point, she unbelievably claimed, I don't care about the money, only making my story public. Well, if that's true, why did you agree to remain silent in exchange for big bags of money? She is so clueless, she walked right into it today. And as witnesses go, I'd say she self-destructed. But the professor is right. None of what she had to say today was remotely relevant to any of the charges against Donald Trump. She had no knowledge. Prosecutors put her on the stand to vilify Trump with a salacious story, irrelevant, highly prejudicial, probative of nothing. And that is the legal standard that makes her testimony inadmissible, and any fair judge would not have allowed it. Unfortunately for Donald Trump, he's stuck with Juan Marchand as the judge.
Yeah, that was another good point that Greg Jarrett referenced there, is Stormy Daniels was forced to admit on the stand that she has made a lot of money going after Trump. She has made a lot of money with her allegations against Trump. She's been profiting off of it this whole time. So have the Democrats. More to follow. The ladies of The View, boy, they're really off the deep end now. They are just fantasizing about Donald Trump being placed behind bars. We'll get to that and more next.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This is what happens when you have people that will use the legal system to destroy their political opponents. You know, imagine any admission by a special counsel against the Democrats that key evidence in a case of a prominent Democrat, in this case, Donald Trump's classified documents criminal case, was altered or manipulated by their team. And the government acknowledges that this is inconsistent with what government counsel previously understood and represented to the court. They didn't even tell the court the truth. I mean, it's essentially an admission of evidence tampering, and it could be beyond problematic. It's stunning on multiple levels. No wonder Jim Jordan's investigating this.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, winter's officially left the building, so why not spring forward and freshen up your home with new premium window treatments from our friends at Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com, they created a better way to shop for stylish blinds and shades and shutters and even motorized options. Everything is 100% online. Now, you can do the measure and install yourself, or just let the pros at Blinds.com handle it. Now, you can have multiple window coverings installed for just one low cost. And if you're not sure what's best for maybe an odd-shaped window or to block the sun on your patio, well, Blinds.com, they have design professionals that will help you for free. And they'll send free samples directly to you. Plus, with Blinds.com, you always get transparent pricing on their website. Never any hidden fees, no hassle, no multiple trips to a store. Blinds.com has free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Just shop right now at Blinds.com. Save up to 45%. Get up to 45% off for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Walter Cronkite was a great guy. If you ever got the chance to watch him on the TV news in his heyday, he was said to be the most trusted man in America in those days. There was power in his words in more ways than you might think, because the decision on what to report and what to ignore is perhaps the most influential and impactful than one is reported. That rings true for business and economic stories. What the economy does, provide livelihoods that pay for the lifestyles we enjoy, is not really news, is it? Better to report on the twists and turns in the economy that cause pain, such as layoffs and closures, or reporting on gasoline prices as they rise and forgetting about when they fall. And speaking of prices, our attention when prices go up, as they have for housing across the state, is on the people who pay. But high prices translate into high revenue for sellers, yes? The push of development into farmland in places like Gallatin County has enriched those who have sold at higher prices. I'm Patrick Barker.
Brought to you. Intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Taxes may apply.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend. Studio. Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, here we go. The crazy ladies from The View are back at it again here. Listen to Whoopi-doo. Listen to Whoopi Goldberg and crew just fantasize about Donald J. Trump being thrown behind bars.
I think to make a point, to prove a point, put him in the clink. Oh, why not? Put him in the clink.
I don't want this to sound like I'm doing wishful thinking.
Yes.
But which prison would be best?
I know which one.
I'm going to give you Michael. Well, that's what I asked. Number one is Rikers. But, you know, I'm okay if he goes to Alcatraz and they reopen it.
Maybe.
You know, what about Guantanamo Bay?
Okay. Oh, no. They couldn't send him to Guantanamo Bay, see, because when people are put behind bars in Guantanamo Bay, see, they're supposed to be treated fairly. Their lawyers are supposed to be treated fairly. At least that's what Democrats and the whoop-de-doo folks on The View believed when there were Guantanamo Bay terrorists in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. They thought that these lawyers who were defending these Guantanamo Bay terrorists, that they were heroes for defending the defenseless. But then look at what they do to Donald Trump's lawyers. They want to throw Donald Trump's lawyers behind bars for representing their client. They want to disbar Trump's lawyers. But if it was a terrorist in Guantanamo Bay, oh, all of a sudden their sensitive side would come out. The Southern sensitivities would come out. They say, oh, well, everybody's deserving of a proper trial and a fair representation. But when it's Donald J. Trump, no. Reopen Alcatraz. Throw him in the clink. Jimmy Failla weighs in. Let me hold that one for you. I'll save that one for you coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. We got a wide open show for you this morning. Plenty of time to take your phone calls for the remainder of the morning. I think we got one guest joining us around 7:40 for a quick fun update. Other than that, we've got the phone lines open for the entire morning, all the way through our statewide show in the 9 o'clock hour as well. 406-294-0970, the number for you. Mother's Day, this Sunday already, if you can believe it. I would encourage you, you might want to make the phone call today. I would call the Montana Sky Restaurant, see if they've still got some openings available, because they're going to have a really good Mother's Day brunch coming up. I got to sample some of the stuff that they're going to have for you. And the Montana Sky Restaurant, for those of you who've never been in, who aren't familiar with it, remember when they had the Petroleum Club up and running? Near the top floor of the DoubleTree Hotel in downtown Billings. We are on the top floor of the DoubleTree. Well, just three floors down from us on the 20th floor, that's where the Montana Sky Restaurant is located. So they've got the same great view that we've got here at our studios. And so not only do you get the great view, but they've got a great kitchen team, chef. I got to try the chicken marsala the other day. I got to try the lamb meatballs with tzatziki sauce. Man, that was very good. If you've had good lamb, you know what good lamb tastes like. And then they'll have, of course, prime rib carving station, all the sweets, all the desserts, everything for a proper Mother's Day brunch. So give the Montana Sky Restaurant a call. And then, hey, even if you've already got plans for Mother's Day, they do breakfast from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. They do dinner on the 20th floor. And then if you're looking for lunch, they provide the lunch down on the main floor at the bar right by the lobby. So if you're working downtown or you're visiting downtown for a conference or something like that, you can just pop over there for a great lunch as well. I think I got to have the carne asada tacos, and it was like real chunks of steak. Real chunks. I mean, it was like they put good chunks of steak in there, not just the leftover scraps. They put the good pieces of steak in the carne asada. Now I'm hungry. I got to have a protein bar. Stand by. Okay, game on. Apparently now it's okay to admit it. It's okay to admit that George Soros, Rockefeller, Bill Gates, and the rest of the crew, that they're the ones that are funding all of these anti-Semitic, pro-Hamas sympathizer riots and protests on these college campuses. Yeah, the same cast of characters that have been funding all this other nonsense. We've been reporting that for years. But Politico finally now jumped on the bandwagon. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.